Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong is urging Iran not to escalate rising tensions with Israel and instead promote stability in the region. On social media platform X, she says she spoke to Iran's foreign minister about the threat posed by any potential military action against Israel. It comes as Iran vows revenge after an airstrike reportedly by Israel on their embassy compound in the Syrian capital of Damascus in early April. The airstrike killed a top Iranian general and six other Iranian military officers. Israel has not claimed responsibility for the attack. Iran's ally, Russia, is also calling for all countries in the Middle East to show restraint. Dmitry Peskov is the Kremlin's spokesman.
We obviously call on all countries in the region to exercise restraint. You know that we condemn the airstrike on the Iranian embassy compound. It's the violation of all the principles of international law. Now it is very important for everyone to maintain restraint so as not to lead to complete destabilization of the situation in the region, which is not stable and predictable anyway.
Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei promised to retaliate against Israel over the killings. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he is strengthening Israel's security needs.
We are in challenging times. We are in the middle of the war in Gaza, which continues in full force. At the same time, we continue our non-stop efforts to return our hostages. But we are also preparing for scenarios of challenges from other arenas. We established a simple principle: whoever hurts us, we hurt him. We are preparing to meet the security needs of the State of Israel, both in defense and in attack. I and the people of Israel trust you, and may we all have great success.
Israeli Army spokesman Daniel Hagari says the Israeli military is well prepared.
An attack from Iranian territory would be clear proof of Iranian intentions to escalate the Middle East and stop hiding behind the proxies. In the last few months, we have improved and advanced our offensive capabilities, and we will know how to act where needed.
The United States Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, has spoken to the Turkish, Chinese, and Saudi Arabian foreign ministers about the situation. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller explains.
We continue to be concerned about the risk of escalation in the Middle East, something we have been working to mitigate and contain since the attacks of October 7th, and specifically about the threats made in recent days by Iran against the State of Israel and the Israeli people.
Meanwhile, hundreds of protesters have gathered in Tel Aviv, again applying pressure on the Israeli government to reach a deal to return Israeli hostages. Protester Libby Goldberg-Poland says her brother was captured by Hamas on October 7. She says time is running out for the hostages.
We're at a critical point where the chances of bringing as many hostages home alive is going and running down. So it's crucial for us to come out to the streets and make sure that the Israeli Prime Minister and cabinet, the war cabinet, decide to make a deal as soon as they can.
Israel launched a large-scale offensive against Hamas in the Gaza Strip after Hamas's attack on southern Israel on October 7 last year. About 1,200 Israelis were killed in that attack, and more than 200 were taken hostage. According to Gaza's health ministry, the ongoing Israeli attacks on Gaza have killed more than 33,000 Palestinians. Yusuf Saudi, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.